All right, good morning again. As Brandon mentioned, we are starting a new series today, and it's called God's Amazing Kingdom. And, I think as a staff, we felt very convicted, called to go into this topic of the kingdom of God. And so this past week, I've been studying a lot. In fact, I looked up every single verse in the Bible that has the word kingdom in it. There's like over 300. And I looked it up, and I was like going through it. And, earlier in the week, I kind of thought what I was going to talk about, what the Lord wanted me to talk about, the kingdom. So I jotted down some notes. I think I got this. But as I went through all the verses, it started getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I felt like I was on this like rabbit hole of like this kingdom. And after a while, it got really pretty overwhelming. It was like, gosh, this topic of the kingdom of God, it's kind of like everything. It's everything that the Lord wants to see happen and fulfilled in his people. So then I go, I gotta do the message. So working on it. Last night I was working on it. And, I'm kind of that way. I'm a P person, right? Like, so I the Myers-Briggs, the P, like, wait till last minute, kind of working. So usually Saturday night's my time to do them. So I was working on it, and it was like really hard. I was like, oh my gosh, like there's so many dimensions and aspects of the kingdom. And so I got it, so I worked, and I think I finished around 2 in the morning. Finished at 2 in the morning, after 2 in the morning, and that's pretty late for me to finish the message. I put it away, went to sleep, woke up this morning about 6, and I was like, this message doesn't make any sense. I go, this message doesn't make any sense. And I went downstairs. I was looking at the message. I go, oh, my gosh. Like, I'm starting, like, in the middle of this story. I got to go back to the beginning. And so I was frantically trying to rewrite it, work on it. So I came up with a second version, right? Driving to church, I called Damon. I said, Damon, I'm sorry, but I think all the slides are useless, right? But you know what? I felt anxious and stressed, but then at the same time, I felt peaceful. And I felt like, you know what? There's one thing that we're going to do that I felt like the Lord said, I want you to do this. And it was together, read through out loud Psalm 145, because it talks about the king. But I thought, I'm just going to go up and see what happens. And so one of the things is, yeah, Jeremy, I think you're going to come. I told Jeremy before service, hey, I'm not sure where this is going to go, so I might call you up just to play some music. And I'm going to pray in the spirit, and just invite the presence of the Lord. And so you could just sit, close your eyes, or just meditate, or just rest in the Lord. And we're just going to seek the Lord. We're just going to welcome the Spirit to come. Lord, we just welcome you here. We just invite you to come. Lord, there's no use talking about the kingdom without the king. So we invite you, Holy Spirit, would you manifest the Spirit of Jesus king in this place. Would you grant revelation, Lord? Grant revelation to us that we could see you. Grant revelation, God, and stir, Lord, what is good and right, what you are worthy of in us, submitting to your rule and reign in every area of our life. Help us to submit to your rule and reign. May your kingdom come, Lord. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, God. Before I came up, Davey, you know, I consider Davey someone who walks with prophetic gifting. In our church, we believe in the full gifts of the Spirit, and I believe Davey walks in prophetic gifting. I've experienced it personally, and I've seen the Lord use him to release that gifting in different ways. And before I came up, he said, hey, I just got this picture, this image, about the kingdom for your church. So he shared it with me. So I want to ask David to come up and share that with you. So I feel like it's really resonated with me. So.
I just got a picture of a window, and the window had blinds. But it was like the Lord was pulling the blinds so that instead of like this, it came like this. So that we can begin to get a peek, we can peek through the window and to begin to see what's through the window. And I felt like today that was kind of one of the themes that I felt like maybe the Lord is doing, is giving us a peek into his kingdom. But the understanding of it was that Jesus is the king, amen? And his kingdom is like his dreams, his heart manifest. All the things that's in the Lord's heart, he manifests that in his kingdom. So he's inviting us, giving us a glimpse and a peek of his dreams, of his kingdom. So I feel like as the church is transitioning, like people think, hey, you know, Davey, are you seriously married? Because we never see your wife. Whenever she shows up, I feel like she often brings kind of a marking of a new season. And I just feel like it's a marking of a new season in the life of Catalyst. And what happened at the retreat, I felt like was very significant. And in general, it was just us as living stones coming together. And it was like we were being bound together. And as we took communion on that Sunday, I think it was, that it was like we all came together like an altar before the Lord. And it was a united altar before the Lord, and that he was going to begin to release new things. And I feel like we're in the new, we're transitioning into the new things. He's going to be revealing his heart, his kingdom. And that's why I feel like, oh, it's so hard to talk about because his heart is so full. Mm. And his desires are so full. You know, so I just want to bless you with this. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. All these things will be added. All these things will be provided. But it's just the sense of the Lord wanting to reveal his dreams, his kingdom to us.
You know, when Jesus came to earth, the one thing, I think the main thing on his heart was to teach, share, reveal the kingdom of God. It says in Matthew 9:35, Jesus traveled through all the towns and villages of that area, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. And he healed every kind of disease and illness. When Jesus sent the disciples out to do ministry, he says he sent them out to preach about the kingdom. When Jesus saw them, he says, your kingdom is in your midst. And what was he talking about when he said, your kingdom is in your midst? He said, because your king is here. Your king is among you. And I've come to bring you and release you and free you from the kingdom of this world, who is governed by the God of this world, saying, I've come to free you from the world's kingdom, from Satan's kingdom, so that you can be part and enter into the kingdom of God. And you know, in Jesus, with Jesus' kingdom, it's completely different than how the world operates. And one of the reasons why we wanted to do this series is because so many of us, so many Christians, are living their life in this world like they're citizens of this world. Like this is your home. Like the way the world does things, that's all you know, and that's all you operate from. But Jesus came to free us from the world. And to bring his kingdom, entering into his kingdom. You know, there's a verse, there's Colossians 1:13, it says, for he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness, that's Jesus. Jesus has rescued us. We were prisoners. We were in bondage to Satan and sin and our flesh. He says, he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us, transported us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. That's the heart of the Father, that you would know and experience the fullness of what it means to be a son or daughter, a citizen of his kingdom, where he is present, where his rule and reign is established, where his loving community exists. But there's one huge thing about that. One huge thing about that. It's our choice. It's our choice. You know, when Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, God gave them his authority to act on his behalf to establish the kingdom here on earth. He says, be fruitful and multiply. Subdue the earth and rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air. You know what God was doing? He was saying, go and establish my kingdom here on earth. You are under my rule and reign and my authority, and I give you authority to establish my kingdom, paradise, here on earth. Because in my kingdom, I'm creating a loving family. When Adam and Eve sinned, they didn't just disobey God. They obeyed Satan. They didn't just disobey God. They obeyed Satan. So they rejected God's authority, God's rule and reign. They rejected that, and they came under the authority of Satan. whatever you choose, you empower that authority in your life. Whatever you come under, you empower that, whatever it is you come under, to have authority in your life. They were under the goodness, the love, the authority of God. They rejected that, and they came under the authority of Satan. They gave Satan the right to rule and govern them. And that's why Jesus came. Jesus came to break the power of Satan and his kingdom over our lives. And in this series, our desire is that we would get teaching and revelation and understanding and training to know how to live as kingdom citizens. As citizens of the King God. You know, it kind of reminds me, it's kind of like going to a foreign country, this kingdom of God, because it's not of this world. It's a spiritual kingdom. It operates in heaven, but before Jesus came, it was nowhere on this earth. So it's like a foreign country to us. It's the way the kingdom operates, the way people of the kingdom think, the way people of the kingdom behave, the values that they follow. It's like a foreign country. You know, I remember, in the decade of 2010, I had a chance to travel to all these different countries. I had never traveled that much, and especially internationally, I had not traveled that much. But probably within the 10 years, I went to all these different countries. But, you know, one of the countries that sticks out, and well, the neat thing about going to a different country, right, is that you get to see a different culture. And in different countries, they think differently, right? They have different rules. They follow different customs. And one of the most memorable things that just has stayed with me is one of the first mission trips I went on. We went to Mozambique. Todd Tavon was on that trip. We went to Mozambique, and we had to go through South Africa. And we drove through South Africa to Swaziland and then to Mozambique. The interesting thing about all that is they drive on the left side of the road. And I know Todd did a lot of the driving, right, Todd? It's crazy, right? It's crazy trying to, when you've been trained, you're so used to driving on the right-hand side of the road, and then you get put on the total opposite side. And it's scary because it's all new, and it's like you have to really concentrate because you do not want to get in a head-on collision, right? So when you're turning, you go, okay, which way do I, okay, I have to turn this way and get into this lane, and it's stressful, right? It's stressful. One of the things Todd, right? Stressful, right? Stressful. I remember one of the things when I drove a little bit, I drove some. One of the things that was so funny is I kept turning the windshield wiper on. Like I'll be driving and all of a sudden, shh, 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 shh. I go, oh, because the turn signal and the windshield wiper signal levers, they're switched, right? So we're used to turning the turn signal with the right hand, but then when you're on this side, you're like, shh, 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 shh. It's because in South Africa, in a different country, they operate by totally different rules. It's even more so with the kingdom of God. You know, a lot of people, they just operate by their five senses, right? Well, we could taste, touch, feel, smell, see. Just operate according to our five senses. when you receive Christ, and if you receive Christ and Jesus transfers you into the kingdom of God, it's like you gained all these other senses. It's like these spiritual senses, because now you are connected with God. You weren't before, but now you're connected with God. Now you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. Now you could have this relationship with God, hear God speak to you, sense his guidance. Now there's all these gifts and abilities that have been released to you, spiritual gifts, spiritual abilities. Now you have all these brothers and sisters. That moment that you came into the kingdom of God, you came part of God's family, you have all of these brothers and sisters that you didn't have before. Now there's a spiritual language that you're given. You know, like learning, I just heard someone talking about trying to Duolingo. They're talking about using Duolingo, trying to learn Japanese, There's a spiritual language. Some of it's in the gift of tongues, but some of it is just in the vocabulary, the concepts, talking about things that if you're in the world, you don't even think about, know about, talk about. And so, to learn how to live as a kingdom citizen, you have to train. You have to want it. You have to realize, no, this is who I am, no longer a slave. I am a son or daughter of the king. I'm royalty. I'm an heir. Do you know that everything that is God's is yours? It's yours already as an heir. You know why? You can't and don't experience those things. You know why we don't experience all those things that God has for us? Because spiritually we're children. The Bible in Galatians 4:1 has a fascinating verse. It says, children are just like slaves under the tutelage of the master. Until they become old enough, mature enough to be able to utilize the things of the Spirit. We need to learn about the kingdom of God. We need to learn how the kingdom operates. We need to learn how to be able to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. We need to learn how to speak that spiritual language and hear God's voice. We need to learn what giftings we have and how to utilize those giftings. And so that's why we're doing this kingdom series. There's one thing that I wanted to do. I felt like the Lord really wanted us to do. And it was, like I said, read Psalms 145. Because Psalms 145, it's about the king. And that's the first place to start when you talk about the kingdom of God. It's about honoring and loving the king. Knowing the king. Knowing his heart. And wanting to fully submit to who he is. God, I want your kingdom to be here. I want your presence, your rule and reign to be here. And so, I'm going to read it first, and then we're going to stand and close by just reading this verse together to honor the king. Psalm 145, a psalm of praise of David. I will exalt you, my God and King, and praise your name forever and ever. I will praise you every day. Yes, I will praise you forever. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. No one can measure his greatness. Let each generation tell its children of your mighty acts. Let them proclaim your power. I will meditate on your majestic, glorious splendor and your wonderful miracles. Your awe-inspired deeds will be on every tongue. I will proclaim your greatness. Everyone will share the story of your wonderful goodness. They will sing with joy about your righteousness. The Lord is merciful and compassionate. Slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. The Lord is good to everyone. He showers compassion on all his creation. All of your works will thank you, Lord, and your faithful followers will praise you. They will speak of the glory of your kingdom. They will give examples of your power. They will tell about your mighty deeds and about the majesty and glory of your reign. For your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. You rule throughout all generations. The Lord always keeps his promises. He is gracious in all he does. The Lord helps the fallen and lifts those bent beneath their loads. The eyes of all look to you in hope and give them their food as they need it. When you open your hand, you satisfy the hunger and thirst of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in everything he does. He is filled with kindness. The Lord is close to all who call on him. Yes, to all who call on him in truth. He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cries for help and rescues them. The Lord protects all those who love him, but he destroys the wicked. I will praise the Lord, and may everyone on earth bless his holy name forever and ever. If you're able to, let's all stand. And I'm gonna pray, and then we're gonna read this together. Lord, this Psalm of David, the man after your heart, exalts you to your proper place as a king. And Lord, this morning, we choose together as a church family to recognize your proper place, your rightful authority, the rights you have to rule and reign over our lives, over every dimension of our lives, Lord, for our good. But you don't force yourself upon us. You give us the choice. You give us a choice because you desire to have a people who will love you because we have chosen to love you. And so this morning, Lord, we choose to step into that. Holy Spirit, would you bring a revelation? Would you open the eyes of our hearts wide to the truth and reality of who you are? And what you are deserving of, and what you are worthy of, God. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, touch this time. Anoint this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let's read it together. I will exalt you, my God and King, and praise your name forever and ever. I will praise you every day. Yes, I will praise you forever. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. No one can measure his greatness. Let each generation tell its children of your mighty acts. Let them proclaim your power. I will meditate on your majestic, glorious splendor and your wonderful miracles. Your awe-inspiring deeds will be on every tongue. I will proclaim your greatness. Everyone will share the story of your wonderful goodness. They will sing with joy about your righteousness. The Lord is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love. The Lord is good to everyone. He showers compassion on all his creation. All of your works will thank you, Lord, and your faithful followers will praise you. They will speak of the glory of your kingdom. They will give examples of your power. They will tell about your mighty deeds and about the majesty and glory of your reign. For your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. You rule throughout all generations. The Lord always keeps his promises. He is gracious in all he does. The Lord helps the fallen and lifts those bent beneath their loads. The eyes of all look to you in hope. You give them their food as they need it. When you open your hand, you satisfy the hunger and thirst of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in everything he does. He is filled with kindness. The Lord is close to all who call on him. Yes, to all who call on him in truth. He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cries for help and rescues them. The Lord protects all those who love him, but he destroys the wicked. I will praise the Lord, and may everyone on earth bless his holy name forever and ever. Amen. Let's give a clap to the Lord. Okay, worship team, can you come on up? You could stay standing for now. My question for all of us this morning is this. What do you need to do or to change to show the King of Kings the honor, love, devotion, and loyalty that he deserves? How is your King today calling you to obey him? Let's pray. Lord, we exalt you. We lift you up. We praise your name. We glorify you. We magnify you. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. All things are under your power and might and authority, Lord. You are good and loving and kind and merciful. You are just and true and gracious. You are true to every promise, God. You uphold the weak, Lord, and you come with might and power, and yet you are tender-hearted like a loving father. We lift you up, God. We exalt you. We praise you. We acknowledge you. We ask that your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We ask that you would do whatever you need to do in our lives so that we might come under your authority, that we might experience the fullness of the kingdom and the life and what it means to be in your family, God. And so, Lord, teach us. Teach us about your kingdom. Show us and reveal us more to us about you being our King. And help us to live in a manner worthy of the calling that you have on our lives. To be your sons and daughters, your prince and princesses, your heirs, God, your future co-rulers with you. Thank you, God. May you be exalted. May you be blessed. May you sense the love and devotion of your people this morning as we worship you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much for joining us for our online service. Hope you will join us in person sometime. It'd be great to see you and meet you. Don't forget to subscribe to our Catalyst YouTube channel so you don't miss out on anything. And be blessed this week. And as always, thank you, Jesus.